Recent actions by Regent Bruce Rastetter dominated a conversation before a panel of two senators. Senator Jeff Danielson, a Democrat from Cedar Falls, introduced the bill and says it would do things like add a university faculty member to the Board of Regents, allow more public hearings around the state, and the one that drew the most conversation...
The board and its executive director and its staff are prohibited from any business or financial relationship by those employed by the Regents and their institutions. It also has prohibition on political activities.
Danielson says there have been a number of examples the last few years where he believes the board could have benefited from this bill if it were law.
If they had had these processes, would have encouraged more support for their decisions, even if people did not agree with them entirely.
For example, the bill's backers cite U.S. Senator Tom Harkin's decision not to donate his papers to Iowa State University, and a decision to hire one of the region's personal lobbyists as ISU's public lobbyist. Most of the people at the table support the bill, with a few caveats. For Keith Saunders with the Board of Regents, he welcomes the spirit of the bill, but he doesn't think the Regents should open up a seat for a faculty member.
The board engages in collective bargaining with the UNI faculty, and there is a potential conflict of interest in putting a faculty member on a board that goes into closed session to discuss bargaining strategy.
Saunders says if they fill a new faculty position, numerous other groups will want a seat at the table. For her part, Deborah Bunka says she's concerned about the Regents' abuse of power. She's a member of activist group Citizens for Community Improvement. She says Iowa State was what brought her to the United States. It's where her daughter attended college and where she hopes her son will go.
That is, if the reputation of the university is still in good standing and a degree from ISU means anything.
Bunka singled out Regent Bruce Rastetter and went through a list of examples of how he's misused his position, including a recent email Rastetter sent to University of Iowa President Sally Mason. Rastetter is an ethanol executive and a top donor to Governor Terry Branstad. In the email, Rastetter intervened on behalf of ethanol industry leaders. They were upset with a U of I researcher's warning that ethanol production threatens the state's water supply. But Dick Thornton, a Des Moines lawyer who has represented Regent Rastetter, was there to defend the regent.
All he cares about is rural Iowa and the farmers and the crops and the people. He's always been that way. And you see that from his participation in various things on the Board of Regents.
Thornton says the bill is flawed because it would prohibit regent members from engaging in political activities. He says that violates the constitutional right to petition government. Other critics say if you're going to prevent the regents from political activity, what about every other board? No decision was made at the hearing, but Senator Danielson calls the bill a top priority. More meetings are planned surrounding the bill, and Rastetter will likely be the example critics point to as the conversation continues.
Where the public trust has been violated.
It has not been violated.
Yes, it has.
It has.
Yes, Bruce Rastetter.
At the State House, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.
He was born in Buckeye, Iowa.
I know where he was born. He's working for his own pocketbook.
What's he doing right now? Yeah. What's he doing? Yeah.